For a long time, I quite honestly thought I just wasn't put together properly, that I didn't have the characteristics necessary for real success in life, says Cameron, who spent nearly 8 years in prison, including 2 in solitary confinement for possession and fighting, before being released in 2016. I know now that was the addiction talking. Today, Cameron is raising his beloved 22-month-old daughter, Lua, with longtime girlfriend Vivian Thibes, 41, a yoga instructor working on restarting his acting career and feeling deep gratitude that his family never gave up on him. In a new memoir, Long Way Home, Cameron opens up about his harrowing and ultimately inspiring journey. On a breezy summer day in 2004, I'm eating lunch with my friend Aaron and Dad on a veranda in Spain when the server tells me he has a phone call. He takes it in the bar. Suddenly, I hear a high-pitched keening sound. Oh, no. Oh, no. Dad puts the phone down and turns to me crying. He says, "We've lost Eric." Eric is Dad's half-brother, who was overdosed at the age of 46. For as long as I can remember, Uncle Eric has struggled with drugs, with Pappy, his father, my grandfather, known to the world as Kirk Douglas, Hollywood legend. I feel enormous pride in Pappy and our whole family, and I'm sure Eric did too, but I know how strange it is to see your family members projected on screens and billboards, how unnerving it is to walk into rooms full of people who know things about you or think that they do. How do you compete with Kirk Douglas? How do you live in Michael Douglas's shadow? Eric's death hits close to home. Dad was in rehab for drinking and drugging in the early 90s. His brother, Joel, had struggled with alcohol. And then there's me. I've been using and abusing drugs since I was 13. I've been in and out of trouble, in and out of treatment. At this point, at 25, I inject coke as often as 3 times an hour. My once promising career as a DJ has fizzled. I've squandered opportunities to make a life in acting. I don't want to die the way Eric did, but I'm so in the grip of a young man's sense of immortality, I'm not afraid that I will.